Although we have completed the week of Shabbat, Sunday is still connected to the previous week. So the last week of Shabbat was Shvatim, which we just completed. Never had the opportunity to have at least one share. It's important that we learn some halacha that has to deal with the weeks of Tshuva and Tahara as we head into Adar. And I did want to spend a little time on Milah for Balkari. And really, something that's not so as difficult as it sounds for all of us. We're going to go through the sugya. I had a lot of shilas about this because people were asking regarding Katsitsa and had Friday come and ask me the shilas. And there are many other questions about what is able to be used for a mikvah in today's day. So for us to at least feel that we spent at least one shiur on the halachas of Tahara, as we do head into the Pesach Zman, when we need to be pure for the Karban Pesach, and Mirtz Hashem, the Pesach, Karban Pesach, we should be able to do in Eretz Yisrael this year. We will therefore learn the halachas of Tilas Balkari today. Makaber says like this, it's not complicated at all. It's really just very interesting, to be honest with you. There's so many different parts, and Gemaras will go straight to the halacha, and from there we will head into the we'll head into some more of the questions about a pool. In the summer, it's always a question about using a pool as a mikvah, filter running, and zeichlin. So we will attempt to try to get to that too. Talk to Mechaber like this. We're going to go in Hilchas Kriyishma. Kol Atmeir. Anyone who's Tommy Karen B'Taira can read in the Taira the Karen Kriyishma. They can be Shema. They can daven. Even though someone's a Tommy Balkari, Chutz except the original halacha. The original halacha was, Mechaber is telling us the original halacha is except for a Balkari. Shahai Tiyu, that's only Kol Atmeir. He's excluded to other Tmeir. You can have a Mitzayra, and you can have a Nut, you can have someone was a Nazir who became Tomei. You can have any type of Tomo, Tomas Mace, Tomas Sheretz. You're allowed to read Torah, except for a Balkari. Ezra said he's not allowed to learn Torah. The individual Tomei. He's Tomei, and how can he then bring into his mouth to learn Torah? But Othrin, and they, he authored, the Hachik Nesas HaGadol Othrin, Bein B'Divrei Torah, Bein B'Kriya Shema U'Tefillah, Achi Yitbol, until you go to the mikvah. Why did they do this? Besides for what I just said, that the Torah is pure, Torah and Tefillah is pure, and the individual is Tamei, but the Mechaber says, you see the Mishnura, but the Mechaber says, Kidei Shalayu, Tamei Dicham, Etzin Eishin Hasein, Kitana Goylem. You're going to be with your wives all the time, and you're going to have this way. If you have to always go to the mikvah, you'll say, you know what? Maybe it's not worth that having to be a tamei. You'll have to run to the mikvah. They didn't have mikvahs in their houses, and they didn't have it so close. Today, it's more prevalent. It's not so hard. So because of the, they didn't want you to be so much with your wife. They said that you cannot learn Torah, as the Mishnah Berurah says. You can see the third one on the sheet. That's not the only reason. It's like I said to you before. Gam Kerry comes from Kalish Roish. And the retiring is Ema Yiran Ressa. Someone who is about Kerry, he's talking, he seems to be focusing more on if Kerry happened because of the Lulim Ryan. But the need to be Be'ema, we just went through Matan Torah, these two parashias, Yira Ressa, Zayek, and Tibet, and Siyal. Torah was given. Torah was given. They did go to the mikvah. And that's why the Mefarshim speak about on that day. Or they woke up late, did they really wake up late, or they were going to the mikvah, and they coming back from the mikvah, whatever. We spoke about the Shmuel's time. Then on that day, they did go to the mikvah to be able to be mechabel the Torah, and that's why really that night, they were not, we stay up all night, so you go to the mikvah before Yontif, you don't have to worry about accepting the Torah as a Baal Keri. Two reasons then. We have reason one is that we should spend our time learning Torah, and we should not spend our time, not all the time, with our wives, and therefore they made it more difficult for us. You have to go to the mikvah. We all want to learn Torah. We're all going to learn Torah. Oh, the next morning you're going to want to learn Torah. Oh, you can't go learn Torah. So maybe it will hold back and cause us to refrain. And also, you need Torah needs to have this. If we, you need the purity. The purity is the carry is about Kalos Raish. A mikvah brings you to this more sense of a pure mind. And now you can go ahead and learn Torah and you can daven. says the, I want to show you the Piskei Tshuvos in Aharon number 10. He does bring down, again, a lot of this sheet was made because it was much easier for me to just put these mamakimas. I've spent other times on these sources. I didn't want to start to have to go back to all the original sources. So just for the shiur today, we'll use some of the sources quoted in other places. So the Sefer Min HaShemayim brings down scary statement. You know why we're in Galus for so long? Because we're not careful with this tefillah. That's what the Min HaShemayim. For those that recall, Sefer Min HaShemayim was written all from the dreams that the author had when he slept. Rav Avadi Yosef speaks about this Sefer very, very often. And he does say that although Torah is Lo B'Hashamayim, Torah is Lo B'Hashamayim when it contradicts Torah on this world. But if he has if he writes in a Sefer a halacha which doesn't contradict, or he writes a reason for Arichas HaGolos, take it very, very seriously. And if that's the Siba of Arichas HaGolos, we're not in Zarek B'Tfilah Zu, something we should be careful about. U'B'Yosef, and even furthermore, Shliach Tzibur, I did see many, many of the Achrayinim. Even if you're going to be Makel today with Tfilas Malkari, someone who davens for Amid has to be careful. And he should not daven for Amid. The Yavetz brings down, so someone that did not go to the Mikvah, he should not be davening for Amid. And I saw this in Mukhi Arachayim and others. So today, then, for those that don't go to the Mikvah, they really should not be davening for Amid. Although we are not makbid again on Tfilas Malkari, as we're going to go back to the Mechaber over here. So let's go back to the Mechaber. Let's go back to the middle of the Mechaber. But they were Mevatel this Takana. They midu hadavar al adin. We went back to the original din. Sha'af Balkari mutter b'din Torah. Balkari could learn. And he could say Kriya Shema. And he could daven without tefillah. Uvaloi rechitza tisha kavim. And you don't need to have 9 kavim. We'll speak about that shortly. And that's the minig, Shem Pashan HaMinig. But even though that's the minig, as we see from the Paiskim, Shliach Tzibur, Shli Machmir, to have gone to the mikvah. And the need, therefore, to elevate our Tahara is definitely still in place. If the Min HaShemayim tell me that's the Sibas HaRichas HaGol, very questionable why that would be the reason. What's the need, the Keneged Mida, in the HaRichas HaGol, because we're not careful with this Tefillah. So we'll have to, as we go through the share today, try to come back to why, what does Golas have anything to do with this Inyan of Tfilas Balkari? Says the Mishnah. So why were they involved with Takana? They had a very good reason. 2 reasons why. It's very important. Either reason number one, we should Shalei Tamid HaChacham. Now you're all going to tell me, oh, I'm not a Tamid HaChacham anyway. So if I'm not a Tamid HaChacham anyway, so the halacha should apply to me. But for this halacha, we're all Tamid, we should all be like Tamid. That's our, if the goal is that we should learn Torah b'Tahara, we have to look at ourselves as, it's not Yehura, it's not Gaiva. That would be the reason why we shouldn't look at ourselves as a Talmud Chacham. But this halacha, definitely, we should look at ourselves as a Talmud Chacham. So why were they mevatelim? As the Mishnah Brura, the, I said, first let me just read, you do go to the mikvah, you get a bracha. The dafkim al yedei zeh, very important. What happens? Also, I have to go to the mikvah next morning. But if I go to the mikvah, I'm going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. I'm going to miss my kriya shema tefillah. Says the Mishnah Brura. You're not going to miss kriya shema and tefillah. The efshar, maybe even al yedeze is b'atam to the tzibur. You're going to miss davening with a tzibur because you go to the mikvah and you come up to shul late. Even if there's a mikvah in the shul itself. Although there are others that do argue on that, but that's the Mishnah Brura said. Then it doesn't push, yes, it's very important to do this tefillah, but it doesn't push off tefillah b'tzibur, definitely not Zman Kriya Shema, definitely not, and also not Zman tefillah. Comes along the Mishnah Brura says, why were they mevatelim? It's not it's very difficult. Mikvahs were not as common as they are today, and even here in Flatbush, it's not so easy. You have to go out, it's not going to, in most shuls where you're davening in the morning, they don't have. I'm sorry. Chain Rabbi Silach Uvatlu. So now they were vatlu because of Bittul Torah. The whole reason why they instituted it in the first place is because of Bittul Torah, because they wanted you to learn and not to be at home with your wives. So they wanted you to learn. But if it's going to lead to Bittul Torah now, because I have to go to the mikvah until I get to the mikvah, and in that time I could have learned, so then it's leading to Bittul Torah. Mishum bittel peri of a rivi. It's also about the peri of a rivi. How's it about the peri of a rivi? You can stay away from your wife. You're not going to have children. Say it's not worth it. I have to go to the mikveh tomorrow. The whole headache of going to the mikveh. I know it's not. You're going to be vata from peri of a rivi, which again is questionable. What does that mean? What do they think originally then? They originally said that you're not going to be, people have got lazy all the time, and they said that they're not going to, they're going to be mavato. So all of this needs to be discussed. What did they originally think? What happened as time went on? And why that changed? So, but we're not focusing on that, because I want to focus on, so what are we all doing? Most of us cannot run to the mikveh every day. So we're going to talk about taking a shower, and if a shower is in the place of Tfilas, if it is in the place of the mikvah, and if it is, so the Ilan has an easy way to be Mekayim this halacha today, and we don't have to have the Arichas HaGolos, but the Ilan has to know how to take a shower then, and the other one have to know how long to stay in the shower, and then we can approach the halacha here and try, as we head into the month of Adar, B'Tahara. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important Mishnah Berurah, very extremely important. Mikol Makom. Yeah, he goes again back to these. There's the minig is he the minig we said pasha is not to. Mikomakam yeshan se ma'aser chenaygim b'takanazu the tayvlin es atzman lekarin. They do go to the mikvah. Vim kashim aleim atzvila. It's very difficult. It's not so easy. Reichzen es atzman b'tes kavim. So they do wash themselves with 9 kavim of water. We'll go. We're going to see soon how much that is. What does that translate into for gallons of water? I can tell you right now how much a kav is, how many eggs it is, what it turns into. But it wouldn't help you at all. So we're going to get to that. I'm going to tell you shortly what Pesha Kav is, this man of that. Pasav Achrayim, Achrayim say, Charboim saw Mayim Shuvim. So a mikvah could be Mayim Shuvim. You don't need a really good mikvah. Normally, for halachas of an issue, is a need. You can't have Mayim Shuvim. What's Mayim Shuvim? Mayim Shuvim is water in a keli. It did not, the way a mikvah has to fill is the water flows and then it goes into a bar. Mayim Shuvim is coming from pipes. It's coming from sink water, a pool. How do you fill up a pool? You fill up a pool from the water through, it's going to be a hose. That's going to be Mayim Shuvim. That's not coming directly, but it's kosher. So halacha, according to the Mechav Mishnah Berurah, if the pool, again, we're going to see if the filter's running, so now the water is not stationary. Mayim, a mikvah has to be stationary water. That's clear. So even if you're allowed to use water that's coming from the sink, it doesn't have to be rainwater. That's called Mayim Shuvim. All water comes from rain, but it has to go directly into the bar. For the din of Mayim Shuvim, it's kosher, not Mayim Zeichlin. Mikvah cannot be running water. It's not called a mikvah. The type of the word mikvah is gathered water. That's what kav is. That's gathered. So we are the same Tesh Kav. Now 9 kavim is running. That's why 9 kavim work. We'll shortly see they don't understand why. But they said this 9 kavim works. I can give you reasons, my own reasons. What's the number 9 and what's the inyan of 9 is a pure number. It's MS and so on. Stay away from all that for now. Paintesh kavim ugam came to Mayim Shuvim. You're allowed to use Mayim Shuvim, meaning I can take it. Shower water might be okay. Ba'afilu mishloisha kelim. Mayim Shuvim is kosher up till 3 kelim. What did they used to do? They would take keli pour, take a keli pour, take another keli pour. 3 is good. Can't do more than 3. However, you have to make sure there's no break. So while I'm pouring one, I have someone else pour another one. There's no stop between the first. It has to be that the water is continuously flowing. In order for it to be Tisha Kavin, it's a continuous flow. It can't be a hefsek. It can't use more than 3 keli. So you can't have a bunch of people holding cups of water and putting it on top. Now, let's go see how you do Tisha Kavin. I have Tisha Kavin. So it has to be poured over the individual. You can't dip yourself in. It has to be poured. Can't have the water spill out and then sit in that water. Whether it's a keli, you can't do that. That's mikvah, not Tisha Kavin. If it's tefillah, you need arbayim sa. Tefillah is when you go into water. Tisha Kavim is when the water comes on top of these. And what happens if you do partially mikvah, partially mayim shuvim, which is Tisha Kavim? Let's just say then you filled up a bath. You fill up a bathtub. According to what we're saying, if you have a huge bathtub, it can fit 40 saw of water in there. You're going to need a pretty big bathtub. But if you have 40 saw of water, let's say part of it you can sit in and part of it you can't go under the water. So what are you going to do? You could do part, you could do half and half. And if the chetz mikvah, hirkin roisha, lipo chatzi gufa, shev b'chuk. Yeah, the Tisha Kavanah would be working. That would also work. That's part. Kasa v'sefer Mati Ephraim. Another thing, how do you do Tisha Kavanah? So this is how you would have to stand. The be'esh v'chasa Tisha Kavanah, yesh l'amad zakub, so you're going to stand straight. U'shtei yodav munachan alibah, you're going to put your hands over your heart. You're going to put your two hands over your heart. But don't hold, don't hug yourself too hard. You have to let the water get through. So when the people are going to be pouring it, they're pouring it on you. So in other words, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can take a shower, maybe. I don't know if shower works here, because it just said you need only 3 kelim. But how do we look at a shower? Unless you have a very, very powerful shower, we'll see if that's going to work or not. And we now need, and in the Mishnah Berurah, he talks about what the share of 9 kavim is, but again, it doesn't help for all of us over here. He talks about what it was in Europe. It was Tesla court, Pilish, whatever that number was. Kitzer, we see from over here this concept of Tisha Kavan. Tisha Kavan works if it's continuous flow. How do you stand there? Now, obviously, Tisha Kavan, you're not picking up your feet. The water's not going under your feet. So the halacha of Tisha Kavan would be a normal way to stand. They're pouring the water on top of you. It would have to go all over you. The water is not touching every single part. It's impossible. It's only Tisha Kavan, as we'll shortly see. But that would be enough. That's a way the Chachamim permitted that to be done. Let's go back. Let's turn the sheet over. It comes to, I looked at the Sefer Lekut HaKamim, a very, very popular Sefer, when it comes to quoting other Paiskim. So he goes to my Min HaShemayim. Al Kapanim, he also says the Shliach Tzibah. He brings out from the Min HaShemayim too, that the Shliach Tzibah has to be Nezar B'Tfilat Ezra. And he says, V'Toli B'Zeh Skarvis HaGula. Skarvis HaGula deal, the way he's quoting it's machna just the shliach tzibur is that's our concern. What about a chatzitza? What about a chatzitza by Tfilas Ezra? I'm really going to come back to that a little bit later, but because it's important. Someone called me up Friday. They went to the mikvah Friday, and then they realized that they had something on their body, and it was Tfilas Erev Shabbos. What's the halacha then? So he says, not possible. That's why I, be honest with you, I have problems with my ears. But I get ear infections pretty often, and Yehuda can attest to that. So I go to the mikvah, and usually that's what happens. So I had always had the shaila, did I put earplugs in? I put earplugs in when I go to the mikvah, so it's a chatzitza. But if the chatzitza is not possible, that would be the way for me to do it. And other eights, I'll share with them. Other eights is that I do, but that would be the way to do it. So he brings down the same for Marvish, and then let's go to Marvish Shemesh. Marvish Shemesh says like this. Again, these are words that are more Kabbalah. Mi she'ena nizah b'tvila zu, be not careful with this tvila, e efshe la'giyah l'gufay Torah. You can't understand Torah and mitzvahs. Mi she'loim et tifrei Kabbalah. And if you want to learn Kabbalah without tvila, you're going to become an apikairis. You hear these strong words over here. We often learn, not maybe straight zaya, but we come across zaya, and if you don't learn with the proper tahara, all your days then, and that's what you have. You have apikorsin because of this. That's what he brings down from the Marsham. Let's go now to what he writes, because I want to go in order over here, because we're going to see Ramesh Steinberg. He is going to take the opposite view over here about the showers, but let's see what he writes in the Sefer Lekut Kemachadish. So he wants to know, I don't have anybody to pour the water on me. Tisha Kavan, they pour the water. The process of tahari, even for a mace, is also Tisha Kavan. During COVID, that was the way to do it. They were not putting the bodies into mikvahs. They were using Tisha Kavan and pouring the water over the body. So what happens? You don't have Mishish of Tisha Kavan. Very interesting question. Could you have a keli? Eitzel kar. So you fill up a pail and have a string. Big shrein of chevel. By your days there, I'll pull the string. Right? We've seen that type of a type of a way to get pour water on top of you. Is that good or not? So I don't have someone pouring the water on me. I'm going to pull the string, and by pulling the string, the water is going to fall on top of my body. So he brings down the sefer Shailos HaTshuva Sha'arei Tzedek. He doesn't have a tshuva, and then he brings the Gemara and Brachos. Enough says lashon of denafal of Tisha K'av Mukach. Apila me'atzmai deloy by a kar gavri. You know that's not called kar gavri. It's still good. And then Parakeh Mikvah, Galsha Nitlash, you have a wave that's Nitlash, even if you do need Kayak Avra, It's kai chai, shemai shechachav alamad. So if this works, when the Olam said, if this works, again, you know, I'm not pouring the water on me, I'm pulling a string, and the string is going to now take the water, and it's going to go on top of my head. Would that be sufficient? Man, he's saying that that's sufficient. What about turning on the shower? If I turn on the shower, if let's say you're holding Yid Koyach Gavra, if you're holding Yid Koyach Gavra, that's not, is that the same as pulling a string? No, pulling the string is direct. If I just turn, what's happening? And what's, how does the faucets work? It's pressure from the city. All I do when I turn the faucet is the water is going to come out on its own. It's nothing. It doesn't have, it's not my kayak. That's why the tefillah to die by your sink doesn't work because you need kayak gavra. So definitely the shower is going to be worse than this example over here. And that's why if we look at the Rav Moshe Steinbruch, he very clearly writes that. And let's see quickly over here. He wants to know about a shower. Does it work? The nira she'ein roi. It's not good. That you need, he says, maybe you need kayach gavra. He's of that opinion. You need kayach gavra. Sharei lematzino tishakavim. When do we find in the Gemara tishakavim? They poured water on you. Even we'll see others that have rise from the Gemara, not like that. Even shestam shvicha bekli. You need a keli. That's kayach gavra. Minolan, how do you know to be mekel if it's not kayach gavra? Bishah, like he says, we don't even understand why tishakavim works. Why does it work? Then you, the only reason it will work, not the only reason, if you want to know the reason, you're going to have to start looking at Kabbalah there. You're going to look at the Mavri Yabik. The Mavri Yabik is the most important sefer when it comes to Tahara. What the Chavra need to, that's the sefer that we use. Sefer Mavri Yabik. So we could look there, and he'll explain to you the whole side of Tisha Kavan. Baal Kain, says Rav Moshe Steinbruch, Nira, She'ein Lahakal. Cannot be making with Tisha Kavan. Ela B'kli, V'kayach Gavra, Dachka. So he, of course, they asked Rav Moshe Steinbruch from other places in other Gemaras over there. But his maskana is, let's just go to his maskana, go back after the brackets. A shower, ein lahakul. The rock, oh, but it can work in some places in Yerushalayim. They have this system of water on the roof. So, and then when I open up the berez, that's kayak gavra. That's not coming from the city's pump. That's coming from me. When I'm opening it up, so the water is coming down, it's because of the gravity. That's similar to the case of pulling the string. So then it's not considered kayak sheni. Yesh laka bazeh. When I take the faucet and I open it up, that's not me. That's the city water. I'm indirect. Over here, it's on top, and I'm opening it up, and the water's coming down. So he says that then it would be considered as kayak gavra.
Does our hot water that we have a hot water tank be the same?
No, everything's coming from the pressure of the city.
Oh, because it's going into the hot water tank.
And you still need pressure of the city. Without the pressure of the city, you're not getting any water. It doesn't work. You need, unless you have a pump in your house. But then you got then you're using a pump. The water comes into your boiler, that water exits. So it's all coming city. Everything's city. There's a big building, a tall building, so then the building has a pump. Definitely not kayak gavra.
Water,
however, he's talking about the water tanks. Yeah, now it's the water tanks. The Piskei Tshuvos does bring down all the Piskei Argument on Moshe Steinbruch. They also, so it's important for us. So let's see what he says. Only because I didn't want to go through all the Piskei here because there's so much other points I wanted to bring out. V'chol shir atisha kavin tzrich lizun av lehefsik. It can't be a stop. V'skimu g'day le'ad v'yres achrenim. Most of the Piskei are masking. Kimat pe'echad. Except for Moshe Steinbruch. Shemayel Taras Tisha Kavin, you could use Tisha Kavin, Al Yidei Mayim Azar Mimim. You could use a shower. They all say like that. Apal Pi Shein Kan Kli, Kayaf Gavra. They don't hold you need a Kayaf Gavra. They have Rayas. You don't need to have Kayaf Gavra. Ain't a Chanami. They're not going to argue. It's not Kayaf Gavra. But you don't need Kayaf Gavra. And again, we have those Rayas. They did ask Moshe Steinbruch some of these Rayas. These Gemaras that seem to say Nafal. So they're definitely Rayas. How much water is it? So the Piskei Tshuvos says, I do not know what type of a shower he is, because when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I did not have a shower because there was so much pressure. In the hotel, there was pressure. Everywhere else, there was no pressure. So I don't know where, unless you have pressure wherever you were, no pressure. So I don't know where he lives, that he's telling, I know where he lives, but I don't believe that there's so much pressure unless maybe his apartment. But look what he writes here. If you take a normal shower, Keshamayim Zarmin, if the water flows for 3 or 4 minutes, you have Tisha Kavan. How much is Tisha Kavan? So I went on Google and I tried to figure it all out. It's about 6 gallons of water. That's what it is. How, and do you think that if you take a shower in 3 or 4 minutes, you have 6 gallons of water? You do have?
Yeah.
In our
yeah,
house?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You would have 6 ounces of water?
A half gallon.
If what?
Shower heads are like 2.5 gallons per minute.
Per minute? That's what it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I guess somebody.
Even on the ones that have the restrictions, it's almost.
If you take a normal shower, it's about 2 gallons a minute. Oh, so then you're good. Okay, so I guess they do their. That's what
they might do. They shower 80 gallons.
No, oh my God, that's the way. Okay, so very good. So I guess they shower. I didn't really. Well, I don't know. Naruto was so slow to water there. This is fair. I think it was a little bit more. But for us, definitely the share of 3 or 4 minutes. Not a long time then. 4 minutes to stand in the shower to make sure you take a shower after Tashmish. So the next morning you can come to davening, or in the morning it's not so difficult. Then says the
average gallon, an average minute, 2.1 gallons.
Oh, it is okay. Very good. Okay, so good. So you figure if you're there in the shower for 4 minutes, you're okay. Shower is continuous flow. It's 1 K. It's all 1 K. Don't forget, it's not 3 K because the water is all coming through the pipe. Mayim shuvim is okay. No, you just, yeah, it goes on your head and your body.
Who said? Yeah, like
yeah, and so that's what the other said. But most of the place can say that it's not separate kalim, it's all coming the same thing, so it's all one. That's what most places can say. So, because the Gemara Mitzvah Yuma, where also they try to bring a raya to different parts of this Mayim, of the din of Tilos Balkari. Quickly, because I do want to get to the pools. Kan Rabbanan Raya Kari B'Yom HaKippurim Yared V'Toivol. Someone in Yom Kippur has Kari. He has to go to the mikvah. U'Erev Yishavshe. He's going to clean himself off. He's going to do shifshif, making sure he doesn't have a chatzitza. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, Lerev? The Erev is after Yontes. Mind the Abahava. Lema Miber. You have to do it before Yishavshe. You have to, before Yom Kippur, you're ready making sure that, or on, I should say, on Yom Kippur itself, you have to make sure you don't have a chatzitza. The Gemara says mitzvah, chifuf is a mitzvah. So up to Rashi. Rashi says, "Well, Arab yishav shape. What do you have to make sure you clean? Mishum chatzitza, meaning kibar before. When you're going to go to the mikvah, make sure that you don't have any chatzitza. So it seems that for tefillas valkari, chatzitza is a problem. Because why on Yom Kippur? He's going to the mikvah because of valkari. He's not going for any other reason. He's not tummy mace. He already separated 7 days. He's not tummy mace. We're afraid that he's a valkari. Says comes along the shari. Very important. Let's see the Shari Tshuva. He talks about the concept of Shuvas. He says, Mayim Shuvas Tasher, Lechem Chamudot. You can even use hot water because that was a whole Zera, how hot Mikra is allowed to be. He also allowed to do that. And then he brings down the Mayim Mardchai. Thank Chatzitza Paisal to Tfilos Lushabala Karen. So Teshaka Mani Apa P, Shiragler, Mom, it's like I told you. The water, like, you don't have to touch all over. It's not going to, the water under my feet, it's not getting over there. Then Amayim McDemon, right, and then they bring right. So you see that shot by Tishakam is not that the water has to touch every part, and that's what his Rai is. And that's why we see Chatzitza can't be a problem because it doesn't even have to touch every single part. Now my only problem is it's maybe not me for my own Shiloh, because I this is very important for me, is maybe by Tishakavim. But once you're going into the mikvah, maybe the mikvah has to be done the way you normally go to the mikvah. If I put in earplugs, it shouldn't be good. Because Tisha Kavan in a Chanami, this cool of Tisha Kavan works, even though the water doesn't touch my whole body. So I could stand under the shower there for 4 minutes, making sure that the water is being spilled over my body, standing like this. So then, yeah, the water's coming over me. I'm getting wet all over.
Well, maybe it's better the river doesn't go through.
Very good. Might be better that I use the Tisha Kavan and a Chanami. Comes along the Eshel Avram, the Bichacho, he also says the same thing. He says, Chatzitza Lagabi Tfilo Nira. In case it's not a chayva anyway to the mikvah. Uveprat chatzitza, it's not even a dairaisa, it's only a miut. Again, according to the Torah, it has to be rubai, has to be most of the bad. It has to be rubai and makpid. If you're not rubai or makpid, it's not a chatzitza. It's not makpid. It's not a dairaisa. He got if it's only a miut anyway. So the worst is that it's a chatzitza in a small amount. Holshkein for sure. Safik if a makpid. I'm not makpid. I want to say it. Gam lechatchila, gam midas chatzitza. Something makpid yesh lachol gam lechatchila, gam midas chatzitza. No problem with chatzitza at all. Then he writes also. He talks about the combing the beard. He brings down if the hair is going to not be knotted. But once again, he ends off that by tefilas anashim by men ain medaktikin. We don't have to be careful at all. What does the Bir Halacha say about this? So look at the Bir Halacha. Let's look. He brings down the Shari Tshuva. The Da'ai Mashem Misvak Mishari Tshuva Lin Chatzitza B'Tfilos Valkari. Matzasi I found in the Sefer Eshkol. Shezachinu Atal Oyroi came out now. The Sefer is able to be seen. Didn't have the Sefer. Shekosavere, no problem of Chatzitza. Ach, except Chatzitza B'Roi Gufa Mashem Hashem. So, Baruch Hashem. According to what we're saying over here, let's just see one more, like at Akamah Chadish, which we read from the Sefer before. He brings a raya. He asks the Kasha, oh, what about the Gemara and Yuma? No one has answered that question. Why is he going ahead and getting rid of his Chatzitza? And the Gemara has a whole problem with how he gets rid of it. It's erasing. The Gemara talks about what happens, first of all, to Kippur. How do you get rid of the Chatzitza? But according to what we're saying, there's no problem. What is the Yishav Sheik there? What's going on? Says the, like, see, ask the Kasha. He says, well, in the middle of Zion, and you'll see there's a lot of Zion over there. Then it was different. The Rakh is Manea, and they needed the tefillah so the kind God can do the Avodah, or to eat Truma. He's not even Truma and Kippur, but to do the Avodah, oh, that is a very, very important tefillah. That type of a tefillah, you need a good tefillah without a chatzitz at all. So you can't bring me a raya from that Gemara. Reisi brings the Eshkol. You don't need chafifa. You don't need chatzitz. Doesn't pass. So Friday, when this person called me up, I said, "Don't go back. You did it. It's over. You can't go back." It's according to what we're saying here, according to the Eshel Avram, the chatzitz you were good. And he says clearly, "Mi sheyesh le mecha sha'ar." If your skin does hurt, you're going to get a pain. Shemaza kamayim, you're allowed to wear. You can put on a piece of plastic. A little bit bag of plastic. So he says that might be a. I don't know where you put it on your whole body, so you can't do that. But if it's on one part of the body, so then in a chanami, there would not be a problem of a psul, as he said. It's not, you can't Raiva guf is a problem. I skipped over there the line. Dude. Rak Raiva guf, the Abakulay Tava. Oh, it's on Raiva guf. The lawyer, not like those that hold Raiva guf is not a problem. So, therefore, if someone's Raiva guf and they want to put a bag over the body, that you can't do on a small part of the body. So, therefore, I do, like, because I did spend time on this, because I had started to get these ear infections and it was not possible. You have to get tubes. One of my ears have a tube now. So I do use earplugs. Or my other eitzah is that I do use cotton and I put oil on the cotton. And the Gemara says that the oil is a davar lach and it's not chaitzitz. So I usually will take the cotton and immerse it into oil. And the oil doesn't let the water go in. Right, water and oil don't mix. So this is the chazanish's eitzah. This is what I tell women also. Women that tell me they get ear infections. So what do they do? Every time they go to the mikveh, they come back with an ear infection. So one of the eights is what I'm telling you, is you tell them to take the oil, pick cotton, immerse it in oil, and then being that the Gemara says a double lach is not chaitis, so we look at the water and the oil as it's connected. So the water inside, it's even though the time and base, when base of stone would have to be really inside, deep inside. So what we do is then we tell them to put it, so I squeeze out the oil. Usually when it comes to Yom Kippur, that's what I do. I don't use the earplugs. I don't get a mikvah. Everyone's going to see me with earplugs. They don't know the halacha. And they're going to think, what's the rabbi doing over here? So I'm stuck. So I do. I take a small piece of cotton. I do that eitzah when I go, and there's other people there, and they're going to start questioning me, what am I doing? So I don't want to start having to give a share make for why I'm doing what I'm doing. The Piskei Teshuvah. So let's go weiter over here. He also says clearly what we said on the bottom over here. You don't have to cut your nails. You don't have to comb your hair. You should do everything else. Your whole body has to go into the water. You can't have one hair outside the water. You should try it. Take off your watch. You're not going to go with your watch. Even if you have a waterproof watch, you're going to take it off. Don't wear underwear. Unless things that you don't take off. You don't take off a cast. It's bottle to the goop. It's not a chatzitza. All he mamish says. I saw it here after I went research all this. And all of Lazar, you have to be careful that water doesn't go into your ears. But then he uses a cotton also. He's not talking about my eitzah with the oil, which is a great eitzah because then you don't have any problems at all. You could also stick your fingers into your ears. That's the other etzah. If your hands are wet, that's another etzah I could do. Once my hands are wet and I stick it into my ears, so the water on my hands is connected to the water in the mikvah, and it's considered as if the water is. Problem is, it's not so poshut then, because it has to be royal abiyas. Not you have to know where the base hastarim starts. But if I do stick my hands into the ear pretty deep in, so then we're going to look at it as if the water is going all the way normally where the water can go anyway. Well, then we have to go into the shayla, has to be royal abiyas mayim. But then already it's not base hastarim. It gets into base hastarim with this chatzitza. I think it's complicated halacha. But just trust me, it's good. You put your fingers in the air without going into all the complications and how this works with base astar. It might be already balua, the part of the body. It's balua inside the body, and therefore it's going to be okay. It's not a problem. A lot of the women have a lot of questions with what's considered base astar or not. Different things that they find on their body. Not a get us. So let's go now to my last shayla. The last shayla. So once again, malach l'mayis rabbi, very simple, not so difficult. We take a shower for 4 minutes. You should have in mind. But that's not also, you should have in mind that I'm going in, taking the shower because I want to be a Tahara. And this way, I am doing my Tisha Kavan. And you do your Tisha Kavan, you are now able to learn Kabbalah. You can go ahead and come to Davening, Daven for the Amid, and you could be doing this without, I'm not telling them not to go to the mikvah. I'm just saying, for those of us, which is difficult, we can't go, some can go Friday, Some of us, I'm still worried every time I go to the mikvah. You have that anxiety, another ear infection. I don't enough of those already. So even when I used it last week, an ear plug, still got an ear infection. So because you come out and the water, your ears are wet anyway. So just well, it's we have an easy rate over here. The easy rate is that you take the shower.
The tube in the ears of tzitzit.
Well,
some people get tubes in.
No, the tubes are already below. It's all the way in.
Tubes
are all the way in.
Why is it different when a woman has like temporary filling?
Because that's based on star. That's in below. It has to be royal BS 9. That's the mouth. This is all the way inside the body. Right. Tubes are in the body.
Yeah.
If it's inside the back, comes along the Deborah Tzinarov. He has a very. So let's talk about the pool. So let's say you don't want to use this Tisha Kav. Again, Rabbi Shammah holds it's no good. And there are other Paiskim that, like Rumi said, that hold it's a bunch of Kalim. It's more than three. Let's say we're Chayshish with Oshitis, and we don't want to use the pool. We want to use a pool, because in camp, that's the easy Eitzah, going to the pool. So problem with the pool is, as I mentioned to you, the water is always running. It's not stationary. If you shut the filter, no problem. So everybody wants to go. That's what they do in camp. They shut the filter. I'm sure they shut the filter, and they Eitzah with the pool. Because the water's not running anymore. The question is, when the filter's on, so the water is running, but it keeps on coming back into the pool. How do we look at that? Do we look at that as the water is stationary? It's in one place. It has to be either mikvah or Tisha Kavan. A pool that's running is none of them. It's not Tisha Kavan and it's not a mikvah. So as we said, once it's a mikvah, it has to follow the halachas of the mikvah. So the Deborah Tzina Rav wants to know where the pump is in the pool. He says, I just know from my wife's pool, I don't know what it's like in other camps, but the water does go through the bottom of the pool, and then it comes back through the system and back into the water, then exits on usually by the surface of where the water is, a little bit lower than the surface, but the water is all coming from the bottom. So that means all the water is moving.
Most pools being pulled out from the top and the bottom.
Top and the bottom? Right, so then for sure you don't even have a shell anyway. But
it's not being pulled out from the top.
It's pulled from the pump on the bottom, right.
Skimmers are old.
The Deborah Tzina Rav has a very interesting shayla. Because he said, I mean, not to shayla, you'll talk about, let's just read the shayla, and then we'll conclude by talking outside. Let's just read together. So you have the water flowing. A pump is a pump. First of all, you don't see it. None of us see it. Neither for sure can use it. Even if the water is flowing into the bar. When the water is flowing, let's say your pool is running and water is being added. Says for sure not a shayla at all, even though all the water is moving around. But the water, for women, it's no good. You have to shut the water. because that the water is not stationary then. But for this, he says, and then he writes, the gam kishizaykhul chutz lamal, if the pump is somehow, if the water is exiting above 40 sa, also don't be machner. What's the shayla then? Well, the shayla that the emel kishizaykh, there's a pump, hainu, with the pump is shayv amayim l'chutz, and the pump is kavua lamata on the bottom of the mikvah, while yidei shivas milmata, oh, when the water on the bottom is moving, all water is really moving. So although I don't see it, that's called seeing it. Kinnera din kolamayim, then the whole water is eichlin. So our pools are his shayla. Because all the water is, if the pump is on, what?
They turn it off before Shabbat.
If they, I know, but some of them, some of them go during the week and they don't turn it off. And on Shabbos, they don't always turn it off. Not all of them are turning it off. Some of them turn it off, then they're okay. But if a lot of them don't want to turn it off, so they break the pool. Chassidus Shabbat Chassidus will turn it off, right? So he says, the Davertina Rav, as he goes through his whole Shiloh over there, different Rayas and different Gemaras, he says, just reading the last three lines over here, so we'll just get to his Matkana. Avol b'di'evet, he says, La'es tzairach, if there's a tzairach, b'badei ein lahachmir, he holds your ladu, b'yitval atzmai, you have tefillah b'yadu, b'yayis l'fi amavur b'shulchan aruch, although others disagree, because they say, what do you mean? It's moving. His Rayas over here, again, I understand. He says he could use Shu'uvim, but this is worth that Shu'uvim. Because he writes, if you look, just to show you his sorrow, six lines on the bottom, or seven. Even though there's a pump, even though it's moving legami ben atayra, but it's still maybe this is not called zeichlin. This is not real zeichlin. Don't forget the water comes right back into the pool. The zeichlin kazeh, where it comes right back, maybe then we're not machmir because it's not. It's considered shu'uvim. Then the chayai gavna, we look at that as shu'uvim. It's not zeichlin. The water is shu'uvim. If it's shu'uvim, it's okay. He has all these kashas. Right, he says, Nachan, shalachatchila, you should start the pump, and you shouldn't be tabled. The Yavid, Leis HaTzairach, he holds, he could not have to be machmir. Others just should be totally bad. What?
Sometimes they're filling, sometimes before drops, they're filling the pool. Won't want not to be filling
it. No, because he says filling it. No, he clearly holds filling is not a problem, because he says the filling is considered, right, it's more than 40 salary. If you hold that, this is considered shuvim that's kosher, so even if you're filling it, it's not a problem. His problem is that the whole pool is moving. But he says that maybe this is not called real zeichlin, as we just said, the water's coming back, and halacha lemaisa then, if you need the pool, you can use the pool. Chatchila, it might be better to use, just according to what we're saying, the tisha kavim is definitely the halacha, is good. This, with the pump, is very questionable. The Debertin holds it's b'di'evet okay, others say it's not. Halacha then, as we are going into the days of Adar and Pesach, and we should try as hard as we can to make sure that we do stay in the shower. Have in mind, if you don't have in mind, it's not so pashut. It's going to work. Have in mind that I'm going in because I want to do a tefillah. Although in the Gemara it says the Gemara is a shayla with a need, they're going into the mikveh, she doesn't know what she's doing. But if it's not going in because we're just showering without any intent, it's not so pashut then. So we take a shower. We should go in and have in mind that we're trying to do a tahara process.
You don't say with the tefillah, every shower, I should see
it going to
be...
So that's always, that's like we spoke a few weeks ago. That's always a shayla. You have to, I didn't speak here. I spoke in the Hakil. He said you always have to have these kavanas or not. So it might, what kind of he says not pashut. Really, you should need it. Because if we don't do it, I'm not going to say do it every time. Every once in a while, we should say that the showers are doing up for this. He asked that Kasha, can you just once and say for the rest of my life, whenever I take a shower, I'm doing it in the process of power? Most of the showers are doing it after that. Very hard.
You need to take off the shower, so you cover the condition.
Then you could. So then if you're going to get a direct flow, right, you could definitely do that. You could just take off the head.
You
have to turn it off. No. Just let it, turn it off, because it can't be mopsing. Once it's mopsing, it's not good. And now what?
You don't have to turn off the shower.
No, you don't need to turn it off. Just show not. You don't need to turn it off.
Well, yeah. Mentioned by wearing by wearing something. Ocean.
That's
not wearing your swimming trunk.
So that's what he says. It shouldn't be so tight. You loosen your swimming trunk. That's what I do. If you're in a public area, loosen it.
You don't have to take it out.
No. Just make sure it's not so tight. It's in this stream. All right, just got it.